Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Let's open our Bibles today to 2 Thessalonians. Lord, let's lay this in my heart. And there's because so many things happening in our planet and all over. And the Lord gives us wisdom through His Word. Amen. You know, the Bible speaks before the Lord returns, there's going to be a great apostasy. There's going to be a great falling away. Amen. And so he says, and Paul was speaking to the student Timothy. He told him in 1 Timothy 4:1, he said, "Now the Spirit speaketh expressly that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils." Okay? In other words, the mentality now is to change the word to fit the life instead of changing the life to fit the word. Amen. Amen. And you can find a translation in the Word of God today that'll fit anything you want to do. There's a translation for everything. You know, but the Word of God says in, and look with me in Hebrews chapter 3, before we get into our text today. I should have took you there to begin with. Pardon me. The writer of Hebrews gives us a warning in Hebrews 3, verse number 12. He says, "Take heed, brethren, lest there be in any of you an evil heart of unbelief and departing from the living God. But exhort one another daily while it is called today, lest any of you be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin. For we are all made partakers of Christ if we hold the beginning of our confidence steadfast until the end. While it is said, today if you will hear his voice, and harden not your hearts as in the day of provocation or the day of rebellion of the children of Israel in the wilderness." So today in our text in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, the Apostle Paul writes of this by revelation of God, and Constance gives his account what's taking place and what's going to take place. And chapter 2, verse number 1, he says, "Now we beseech you, brethren, by the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ, and by our gathering together unto him, that you be not soon shaken in mind, or be troubled, neither by spirit, nor by word, nor by letter, as from us, as that the day of Christ is at hand. Let no man deceive you by any means, for that day shall not come except there come a falling away first, and that man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition," or the Antichrist, "who opposeth and exalteth himself above all that is called God, or that is worshipped, so that he as God sitteth in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. Remember ye not that when I was yet with you, I told you these things? And now you know what withholdeth that he might be revealed in his time. For the mystery of iniquity doth already work, only he who now letteth will let until it be taken out of the way. And then shall that wicked be revealed, whom the Lord shall consume with the spirit of his mouth, and shall destroy with the brightness of his coming, even him whose coming is after the working of Satan with all power and signs and lying wonders, and with all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish, because they receive not the love of the truth, that they might be saved. And for this cause God shall send them strong delusion, that they should believe a lie, that they all might be damned who believe not the truth, but have pleasure in unrighteousness." I want to focus your attention today to verse number 8, where the Word of God says, "And then shall the wicked be revealed, whom the Lord shall consume with the spirit of his mouth, and shall destroy with the brightness of his coming." The title of this morning's message is Tried But Not Overwhelmed. tried but not overwhelmed. And we're going to look at to disclose, to defeat, and to destroy. Amen? So let's ask God's blessing upon the preaching and teaching of the word. Can we lift the word together and make a declaration together and come into unity? Say, I believe this is the written word of God. God wrote this word to me. I am what God's word says I am. I can have everything God's word says I can have. I can be who God says I can be. Today, I will hear God's word. My life will be changed. It will never be the same. Lord, speak to me, your servant. I'm listening. My ears are open and my heart is attentive. Thank you, Jesus, for choosing me. In Jesus' name, amen. Father, we're so grateful for your word. And we're grateful that you sent this word to accomplish something in each and every heart of every life that's gathered here. And as your word goes forth today, Father God, that faith will increase in the house. And you'll minister to every heart and every life. And I thank you for that. So, Lord, I say it again. Lord, help me to get out of your way. Let none of this be about me, but may it be all about you. I submit myself to your will and to your purpose, Father God. And I ask you, Lord Jesus, to minister to every heart and every life of each one that's gathered in this room. And when all is said and done and accomplished, you will receive all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Amen. Praise God. So in our text today, wait a minute, I got to wipe my eyes because I can't see with tears. Thank you, Jesus. I have a tissue. Thank you, Kathy. I got myself all beat up here. I got to get myself turned back together. Aren't you glad it's all about him? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You know, sometimes when I look at that and I understand that and I get revelation, the Holy Spirit shows me that it's nothing about me. So anything that takes place in this room isn't about me, it's about him. Amen? And God called you here. That you were so valuable to him, he called you here today because you needed to hear what he has to say. Hello? You know, you say, well, I just woke up and felt like doing... No, you didn't. No, you didn't. If you did what you felt like, most of you wouldn't be here today. God moved on your heart for you to be here because there's something he wants to say to every heart and every life that's gathered here today. Man, doesn't that say something to you about how much God loves you? How much he loves you and how much he cares for you and that he doesn't miss anything that you're going through. There hasn't been one thing that's escaped his notice. Hallelujah. Praise God. So first he says in our text today, and then shall the wicked be revealed. He's going to disclose. He's going to, I call it a turnover. Amen. You know, some things are covered up, and he's just going to turn them over and reveal them. Amen. He said in verse number 3 of that 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, he said, let no man deceive you by any means, for that day shall not come except there come a falling away first, and that man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition. Just because it is prophesied there's going to be a falling away, God doesn't desire for you in any way to fall away. Amen? He isn't prophesying for you to do that. He is warning you so you don't. Amen? He wants to uncover something to you and I through his word. He says to the man of perdition or the Antichrist. So look with me in 1 John chapter 2. There's so much confusion that's going on in the world today. For many, it was prophesied that the rapture was yesterday. I didn't make it. All right. You know, the Antichrist will come out of Rome according to the word of God. According to God, it comes out of Rome. And what's coming out of Rome, I'm just going to say this, what's coming out of Rome right now is that Allah and Jehovah are the same God. Well, there's no way that Allah and Jehovah could be the same God, because one teaches the love and one teaches the hate. And God is not double-minded. There's only one God, Jehovah God. And God doesn't want us to be confused and fall into the deception of the adversary. That's when he comes. He comes to steal, kill, and destroy. And he steals and kills and destroys by deception. The adversary is the artist of deception. He's just like a great magician. The word of God says this. You know, I was thinking about, when I was thinking about this close, I thank God that he gives us a disclosure statement. He gives us a word. Have you ever taken out a loan and you purchased a house or something? Or you bought something on credit and you look at that disclosure statement and you look at the amount that you borrowed and how much it cost you and what the total payment was? Amen. In other words, the disclosure statement is sometimes really scary. Amen. But what he's saying here is he gave us a disclosure statement in his word, so there's nothing hidden that isn't revealed. Okay? God isn't a God that's walking around trying to fool you. Amen. And 1 John chapter 2, verse number 18, he says, little children, it is the last time. And as you have heard that the Antichrist shall come, even now are there many Antichrists, whereby we know it's the last time. Then John the Beloved writes, they went out from us, but they were not of us. If they had been of us, they would no doubt have continued with us, but they went out that it might be made manifest that they were not of us. Well, sometimes ministers take this thing all out of context. Oh, they were our ministry, and if they were of our ministry, they'd have stayed, but they left. Doesn't have anything to do with your ministry. Has to do with being a child of God. Amen. You're either a child of God, you're not. Where you go, that's up to you. You know, I'm not asking anybody to leave. I'd like for you all to stay. Amen. But let's not get confused. Amen. Sometimes people twist things, and they take them out of context. Amen. In other words, when something is revealed, if we came into this room and it was completely dark and we were tripping and stumbling around, there's only one thing we would need to do to alleviate that. We need to turn the light on. Amen. In other words, he gave us the light of the word so that we don't stumble, so that we don't trip. We're not groping around in darkness. We're walking in the light. He says, if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus Christ cleanses us from all of our sins. We're walking together. Amen. This is a family. You're part of my family. We're all related. Amen. We all have different personalities. We all have different backgrounds. But it's the grace of God that unifies us and brings us together. And I was thinking about this, and he's revealing or disclosing overturning something and revealing it. Turn with me to Acts chapter 26 as the Apostle Paul is sharing the words that Jesus said to him. Acts chapter 26, verse number 18. Amen. He says, to open their eyes and to turn them from darkness to light and from the power of Satan unto God, that they may receive forgiveness of sins and an inheritance amongst them which are sanctified by faith that is in me. Amen. God doesn't want us to walk around blind. You know, I posted this morning, I do a Facebook post, I posted this morning, if we sin, we do not win. I don't know exactly how I put it. And he says, embrace his grace, and his blood will remove every trace. In other words, we have to embrace what's already been done. Because the adversary so many times makes you feel like you're in the battle by yourself. And he's a liar. Never, God has not called no man to an island. Well, you say, well, John was on the Isle of Patmos. It wasn't his choice. He was a prisoner. But at the same time, he wrote Revelations, okay? Amen? And he wasn't just sitting there. He had a job. Amen? I guess it took some seclusion. Amen? So he could clearly hear from the Lord. So look with me in 2 Corinthians chapter 4. Verse number 3. We'll start with verse number 1, since we're talking about this in the last times, in the last days. The Apostle Paul writes in verse 1, therefore, seeing we have this ministry, as we have received mercy, we faint not, but have renounced the hidden things of dishonesty, not walking in craftiness, nor handling the word of God deceitfully, but by the manifestation of the truth, commending ourselves to every man's conscience in the sight of God. He says, but if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost, and whom the little g, the god of this world, have blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. Amen. So first thing today, he discloses by the light, he overturns and he reveals. Secondly, we find in our text today that he also defeats. Amen. So look with me to Ephesians chapter 6. When Paul is speaking about putting on the armor of God, we're praying this on. I'm not wearing a military outfit today. I don't have a bulletproof vest on. Amen. But I have the vest of the Lord and Savior. I have the breastplate of righteousness in Christ Jesus. My feet are shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Amen. I've got a sword of the Spirit, amen, which is the word of God. I've got a shield of faith that I'm going to block every fiery dart of the wicked. But one of the things he says in verse number 17 is where I want to go with this. In verse 17 of Ephesians 6, he says, and take the helmet of salvation. When I put on the helmet of salvation, it's a no-so mentality. In other words, the adversary can't steal from me the truth. Jesus said, you shall know the truth, and it's the truth that shall make you free. This helmet of salvation protects your mind. Because the adversary brings all kinds of deception. He tries to change the course of what God has established for you. He wants to confuse you. And we recognize that he is the artist of confusion. God does everything decently and in order. But then he says, and I give you the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. So he gives us to defeat means to overpower. Amen. In other words, somewhere along the road in this walk with the Lord, you and I truly have to have revelation and understanding that greater is the one in us than he that is in this world. Amen. Because if you have a think so mentality, you're going to get beat up in this world. The devil's just going to have your lunch with you. But it's a no-so mentality. He says, by the sword of the Spirit and by the word of God. God will not change his word. God will not change his word. So if he's not going to change his word, what has to change? In other words, I'm going to adjust to his word. Because you know what? All the promises in him are yes and amen. I'm a blessed man. I walk in the favor of God. I'm blessed financially, mentally, spiritually, physically. I've got holistic healing in Christ Jesus because I know who I am. And when the devil tries to bring in a lie and it doesn't align with the word of God, I bind him. I bind him and cast him out. I don't let him get room. He doesn't belong anywhere near you. Amen. I declare you the anointed, appointed men and women of God. Amen. Tell that devil to get behind you. No, don't even tell him to get behind you. Tell him to get under you. Amen. You know, you get it, tell him to get behind you, he'll just be pinching your butt or something. That wasn't from the Lord, that was from Carl. The Holy Spirit says, make that clear. Lord. Hallelujah. Turn me to Hebrews chapter 4. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Amen. We're talking about, he disclosed so that we could overturn, to defeat, to overpower. In Hebrews chapter 4, how do I overpower him? Verse 12, familiar scripture. Again, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Amen. For the word of God is quick. It's alive. This isn't just in a book. It's in a book until you put it in your mouth and speak it forth. And it's never alive laying on the shelf. It's just another book. When the adversary comes in, I just can't wave the word at him. In other words, I have to have it in here to bring it out. And if I don't have it in here, I don't believe what I'm saying. And if I don't believe what I'm saying, I'm not going to accomplish what it said to do. Amen? In other words, if I don't believe what I'm saying, I'm not seeing the results. Faith is the substance of things we hope for, the evidence of things not seen. I've got to see it done. I've got to see it completed because God's word said it. He said his word, for the word of God is quick and it's powerful and it's sharper than a two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit and is the joints and the marrow and is the discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. You know, I had this thing that was going on. The adversary was trying to attack my body. And when the adversary was trying to attack my body, the Lord said to me that he's attacking my mind. He said that my mind was sending signals to my body. And my body was reacting to the signals. And what the Lord told me to do, he said the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but the mighty through God, pulling down every stronghold, casting down every imagination that exalted itself above the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. In other words, does that align with your word? It doesn't align with your word. I can't get that. I've got to send out a different signal to my body. My body was saying that something was wrong, but once I got the signal changed, there was nothing wrong. You see what I'm saying? It starts here. It's in our thought life. So many times we hear this, we hear this, we hear this, we hear this. Oh, you're going to grow up just to be like your mom. Lie. Lie. The curse of sin has been broken. You have perfect liberty. Don't say you have some generation curse. Somebody's trying to tell me, oh, it goes in our family. You have this and this and this because it's our it goes from our generation, our family. Lie, 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 lie. Lie, 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 lie. My Bible says the curse of sin was broken. That generational curse is broken. Amen. Are you with me? Hallelujah. Turn with me to Revelation chapter 1. Jesus said this. In verse number 17. He said, fear not, I am the first and the last. I am he that liveth and was dead. And behold, I am alive forevermore. Amen. And I have the keys to hell and of death. Write these things which thou hast seen, and write the things which are, and the things which shall be hereafter. The mystery of the seven stars which thou sawest in my right hand, and the seven golden candlesticks. The seven stars are the seven are the angels to the seven churches, and the seven candlesticks which thou sawest are the seven churches. In other words, God's alive. It's a quickening power of God. He's alive forevermore. He has already defeated spiritual death. We all have received life in Christ Jesus. And if you haven't received Christ as your Lord and Savior, he says, behold, I stand on you at your heart's door and I knock. If you answer the door, and I'll come in and sup with you. All right? I'll come in and reside with you. Amen? But he is saying that he has the keys to hell and death. Amen. So we find in this text today that he gives us the disclosure statement that he's going to overturn and reveal. He gave us showed us that he was going to defeat Satan. All right. He was going to overpower him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of our testimony. Right. We overcame him by what? The blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. What are you speaking? What are you saying? Life and death are in the power of your tongue. Amen. You know, I'm going for a physical tomorrow because I haven't been for years. And I don't really need a physical, but for my lover, my precious wife, I'm going to get a physical. And so no matter what the doctor says, I know what God says. Amen. 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 So he said to us, he's given us this thing to disclose, to reveal, so that we can defeat the adversary, that one day, real soon, he's going to be totally destroyed. I don't know about you, but I love that. I love it. You know what I love the most? He picks on me, but you know what I hate worse than that? The way he picks on my children, the way he picks on my family members, the way he picks on my loved ones, the way he picks on the body of Christ, the way he picks on, you know, I can't wait for that little slimy thing to be put in his pit. Hallelujah. Amen. You too, Cody. Amen. So he says also he's going to destroy him. Amen. So look with me in 1 John. 1 John 3. In 1 John 3, verse 7, the beloved writes this. He says, little children, let no man deceive you. He that doeth righteousness is righteous, even as he is righteous. He that committeth sin is of the devil, for the devil sinned from the beginning. For this purpose, the Son of God was manifested, that he may destroy the works of the devil. Amen. You know, right now we're in a measure where we're walking. He's disclosing to us the truth. He is a defeated foe, but he's still a foe. But one day, real soon, he's going to be destroyed. Amen? According to the Word of God. So look at me in Hebrews chapter 2. The Word of God says this, verse 14. He says, "For as much then as you are the children are partakers of flesh and blood, he also himself likewise took part of the same, that through death he may destroy him that have power over of death, that is the devil, and deliver them who through fear of death were all their lifetime subject to bondage." Amen. In other words, we're in the covenant of Abraham. We got 120 years. I've got 120 years. I pray, I don't think we're going to have 120 years because I can't see the Lord waiting that long to return. Amen. I have the covenant of Abraham. But the only thing that hasn't been defeated as of yet is physical death. The time has, but not the ultimate. But when I look at the Word of God and I say, well, Lord, you're going to defeat that. He took me to Revelation chapter 20, so go back to the end of the book. I've shared with you before, I'm going to share this again because somebody might be in here that hasn't heard this, because if you've been around me, you probably heard it before. I might be a repeater. I'm a Philadelphia Eagle fan. I like football. But when it comes to football, I'm a poor sport. I only want to win. So what I do because of this mentality, and I don't want to see my team lose, I record the game. It's the button's up there, it's pushed. It's going to record at 1:00. They're playing the Giants. And if they win the game, I'm going to watch it. But if they didn't win the game, I'm not even looking at it. Hello? And the same thing is true in this word. God gave us the recording. He gave us the end of the book. So we already know we're winners. Amen? That there isn't a loser in the house. And his word says in Revelation chapter 20, what really makes me rejoice in that, I've lost a lot of good friends that died too early. And even though spiritual death has been overcome, this is the final defeat of physical death. Amen? I don't know about you, but that puts joy in my heart. And what I like the most about it, he says in Revelation 20, verse number 10, "And the devil that deceived them was cast into the lake of fire and brimstone, where the beast and the false prophet are, and shall be tormented day and night forever."
Hallelujah.
Amen. And in verse 14, he says, "And death and hell were cast into the lake of fire." This is the second death. "And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire." That's the most important question we can ask ourselves. Am I a child of God? And if I'm a child of God, Jesus, I'm going to follow you. Amen? Amen. God's called you to be a follower of him. You and I. So in closing today, what is the Father saying to you and I through this message? Hey, we're tried at times, but we're not to be overwhelmed. He showed us in his word and revealed through this disclosure everything that's going to take place. He shows us that the enemy is going to be defeated and he is going to be totally destroyed. Amen. I don't know about you. You know, today, after the game, when I look and see that the Philadelphia Eagles beat the New York Giants, I'm not going to doubt that it happened. Come on, listen to me. When I see the end of that recording and the final score, there is nothing that can change that. And what God is saying to you and I, He is written, and nothing can change it. All He's saying to you and I, can we adjust to Him? Amen. He says, I love this scripture in Isaiah chapter 60. He says, arise, shine, for thy light is come. And the glory of the Lord has risen upon thee. For darkness shall cover the earth and gross darkness the people. But the Lord has risen upon thee, and His light shall be seen upon thee. I don't know about you, man, but that makes me rejoice. Is anybody with me?
Amen.
Hallelujah. So in closing today, what are you saying to you and I today? Simply this is the most important thing. If you don't know for sure that if something happened and you died today, that you're not ready to go to heaven, He wants you to know before you leave here today.